Try your hand at FCE. Unit 7 and 8. Paper 4.
Today on our programme, we'll be talking about the African-American artist David Hammons. Here to tell us something about him is art critic Matthew Parsons. Matthew.
Yes, David Hammons was born in 1943 in Springfield, Illinois, and grew up and studied art in Chicago and Los Angeles. He finally settled in New York City in 1974, where he created most of his works in the 1970s and 1980s. Hammons is an installation artist, a performance artist, and a sculptor. A lot of his works are in the collection of the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Hammons's pieces of art show his commitment to the civil rights and black power movements. He often uses provocative or derogatory terms in the titles of his works, together with real, everyday or discarded objects as part of the works themselves. This can be seen especially in his work Spade with Chains, created in 1973. Here, he uses a gardening instrument, the spade, and a provocative word, chains, to make a statement about the issues of bondage and resistance that were so important in the 70s. Besides its cultural implications, David Hammons's work also confuses public and private spaces and objects that make up valuable things. These ideas can be seen very clearly in his work Blizzard Ball Sale from 1983, which is a performance piece where the artist actually sat down beside street vendors in Manhattan to sell snowballs. Their prices varied according to the size of the snowball and according to their degree of whiteness. This satirises racial classification and the role of art galleries, as well as bringing to the public eye the difficulties and hard reality of street vending by people who have been discriminated against both racially and in terms of social class. Many people see Hammons's use of everyday objects such as parts of chickens, African-American hair and bottles of cheap wine as evocative of the desperation of the poor black urban class. One of his most recognisable works is African American Flag from 1990. This work is part of the permanent collection of MoMA in New York and shows the American flag with black instead of white and green instead of blue. So the flag has the red, black and green colours that are often used in the flags of African countries, and this makes a very powerful statement on the black experience in America.
Thank you very much, Matthew.